Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Stand-up comedian and actor Michelle Buteau will perform at the High Mud Comedy Festival at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts on the festival's second night. That's this Saturday, March 30th.
I also realized at 40, I got too many friends. Why do I know all these dummies? I feel like a friend hoarder. They're just collecting dust. I feel like I'm running a soup kitchen. These bitches come over with Tupperware and blankets. I'm like, what you doing? My husband was like, babe, why you know so many people? Stop knowing so many people. Can you stop making eye contact? I'm like, I'll try. But I had to take a deep dive and really think about, why do I know all these people? And real talk, I think it's because I want a dope-ass funeral. I do. I want it like standing room only, a hashtag, maybe a dance mob breaks out. I want it to be multicultural. I want it to look like the audience for Hamilton the musical.
Buteau performs regularly all over New York City, including in Hashtag Adulting, her regular show at Union Hall with Jordan Carlos. She co-stars in BET's forthcoming series The First Wives Club and has recently been seen on TV on HBO's High Maintenance and Two Dope Queens. She has a set on the comedy lineup on Netflix, her podcast from WNYC Studios is Late Night Whenever, and she joins us now. Michelle Buteau, welcome to The Roundtable.
Thank you.
You've been doing tons and tons and tons of stand-up and tons and tons and tons of acting lately. When did you start doing both parts and how did it all become your career?
Oof, I don't know. It's like such a blur. I don't mean to quote Lady Gaga, but I'm going to. I saw her in concert last year in Queens. She was amazing and she was just like rocking out on a piano and it was raining and she was just like giving it all like Celine Dion in the 90s, just like good knees, good lower back, just giving us everything. And she just stopped her song for a minute. She was like, I just want to say, like, I just used to write songs for people hoping that they would sing my song. She's like, I just put my head down for 10 years and I just woke up and here I am on the stage playing for you guys. And that's exactly what it is. It's like when people ask me, what's the timeline of, especially newer comics and actors who want to get started, they're like, how do I make money? How do I do this? I'm just like, you just got to figure it out because it's just like a dream sequence. You just do everything you can and then you start doing the stuff that you want to do and then you start like realizing you have a voice and that people are listening and then you do stuff that has meaning and, you know, you start creating content and it's just like before you know it, you're like paying taxes on something you love to do. So to answer your question, I don't know how to answer your question.
Perfectly fair. That was a great answer. Tell me about The First Wives Club, the series.
Gosh, The First Wives Club is, I know people are just like, it's one of my favorite movies, and they just say that to say that, but I actually really mean it because, I mean, Bette Midler, Goldie Hawn, and Diane Keaton, like, who doesn't love funny fears back in the 80s and 90s who were wearing ripped turtlenecks and giving you, like, sass before anybody else was? Mm-hmm. And so when I heard that they were doing a reboot, and I was like, oh, that's interesting, how's that going to go? And when I read the script, I was like, yes, 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 I must audition because, you know, the great thing about reboots now, it's like, yes, it's the same formula that will work because people actually go through this in life, but just, you know, with a modern vibe. And so it's like the Kwanzaa that never stops giving. I mean, working with Jill and Ryan Michelle Bebe, it was just like hashtag Black Girl Magic all day long. And what's nice about a project, too, like this is that everybody's on board. The writers, the producers, the staff. So many people are Jill Scott fans who just walk down the street and like people are yelling her songs at her. And then what people I think don't know about Jill is that she's hilarious. Like she's just so funny. And then Ryan is serving like Black Hollywood royalty, Black love, this, that, and the second. And we're all very similar to our characters too, although my character's a surgeon. Never mind. I don't even know how to do, like, proper basic arithmetic. But, you know, she's married to her college sweetheart. He ends up cheating on her. You know, she's just like a mom trying to hold it down. And I'm like, ooh, I can relate to that. It was really, really fun. Again, I don't know if I've answered your question, but this is lovely talking to you.
I didn't give you much to go on. I only said, tell me about it. And you did. So you certainly fulfill the requirements.
And I have to give a shout out to Tracy Oliver, who also co-wrote Girl Trip. I feel like she's just like wise beyond her years. She's like a black girl Benjamin Button, where, you know, she's adulting in every way, and that she is really good at writing. But not only that, she's really good at showcasing women's stories in a way where it's like you feel like she's walked in those shoes, but she hasn't. She's just very emotionally aware and thoughtful, and like, man, it's a great experience. I really hope that people watch it on BET. I really hope we get picked up for a second season, because it's pretty damn good.
Does it have a release date? I couldn't find one when I was looking. Do you know? Do you have insider information?
Girl, when you find it, you let me know.
I'll tweet right at you, but I imagine you'll
I
be hearing about it.
I was looking in the Lost and Found box for that release date, honey. Yes.
So speaking of being a mom trying to hold it down, you have new twin babies. How has that been so far?
Oh my God, I do. It's really crazy. It's really crazy, but it's also, there are like no words to describe. Like, I wish parents would have told me that my heart was going to explode in 17 different pieces every time I look at these babies, because it's insane. Like, I thought I loved my dogs and my family, but no, this is, this is everything. I mean, just to be born and healthy is already a miracle and a gift. And then to, you know, hopefully shape these little souls and minds to be creative and to do whatever and just go off in life and do something feels like, yeah, you can recycle to not leave a carbon footprint, but this is like the ultimate stamp.
Babies have their own schedule. How are you working a stand-up and actor
Girl,
schedule with
I'm
having
not.
The babies? Right.
Girl, I am not. It's like, I'm like Dolly Parton in 9 to 5, and these babies are the bosses. I'm like, whatever you need, I'm just running around. I don't even know. I'm pretty sure I'm conjugating verbs and speaking in complete sentences. I have no idea. The nighttime with babies, especially twins, is so real. It is like fear and loathing. I wake up and I'm like, am I drunk? Did I do drugs? Is that a baby? No, it's a pillow. Oh my God, why is there a diaper under my bed? It is insane. But it's also great, and it's so fun. And you really feel like you've gone through something. When people are like, I'm so tired, I'm like, don't even tell me about your shit right now.
You have a couple of things coming out on Netflix. And I want to reiterate for the record, you have so much stuff going on that I couldn't possibly keep it all straight or maybe talk about all of it in it, even if we were going to talk for like 5 hours. But let's talk about two Netflix things that are coming out. First, we'll start with the film Someone Great.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I don't know what else to say besides that. It's your quintessential coming of age with like a New York, and I play a girl on the subway tracks that Gina Rodriguez runs into like during her breakup. But it's just like, yes, you do have these moments within New York sometimes with a perfect stranger who's just like, your friends have heard everything, your therapist has heard everything. Isn't it nice to have a stranger that can just hear you out? And so, yes, Someone Great is, it's really great.
That's going to be on Netflix in mid-April. And you're also a part of the series Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City.
Yes. And that was that show, those books, his legacy. I mean, all of that stuff. I'm so honored to be a part of it. And I think there's no better time for the show to drop, because now more than ever, I feel like the LGBTQ community needs to be represented, not only, you know, out here in the streets in real life, but also in the arts. I love how much responsibility and care production took with this show. You know, the whole writing staff was a queer writing staff. There's somebody that stars in the show who's non-binary named Garcia, and they're amazing. And it was just, you know, Silas Howard is one of the directors I work with. And it was my first topless scene. I was just like, there's no better way to have your first topless scene than with a trans director. It's just like everybody was just so kind and thoughtful and wanted to serve the story and, you know, have everybody's voice be heard. And it was just like probably one of the best experiences I've ever had. So I feel like if you are not reading the books and have seen the original, then you'll definitely enjoy this.
We are talking today because you're coming to the High Mud Comedy Festival at Massamoka on Saturday, March 30th. And the first time I saw your stand-up live was at the Solid Sound Festival at Massamoka. I guess you liked the museum enough to return and perform again.
It's so charming. Like, seriously, I was like, am I going to get cargo shorts? Should I get Crocs? Am I going to have, like, a raspberry kombucha? I'm like, look at all these, like, cute little white dads with their kids on their shoulders. It's a very charming town. And I feel like, you know, it's close enough to home. I had a really great time in that area, and I can't wait to go back.
One more thing before I let you go. Again, to emphasize all of the stuff that's going on top of all of this performing, you and your husband own a mid-century modern furniture store in the city.
We do. I don't know how to say no. No, it's my husband is from Holland, and he's a photographer, and we had this passion project together when we first got married in America where, you know, we would just be walking down the street, and he's like, look at that chair, like, in the trash, because it's bulk garbage day. And I'm just like, what about it? And then he just is like Rain Man with furniture. And he's like, this is like from the Time Inc. Series in 1972, this, that, and the other. And like, we just started collecting pieces and selling them. And it just turned into like this furniture store that I'm completely proud of. And so, yeah, we have a furniture store together, a mid-century modern furniture store called Vandermost Modern. My married last name is Vandermost. Ow, Michelle Vandermost. I sound like a skinny white girl. And so, yeah, I mean, you can go to our website. You can follow us on Instagram. It's so fun. And I tell you what, it's nothing like putting together IKEA furniture. This is like working with your partner is the truest couple therapy ever.
I think that you're the best, and I can't wait to see you at High Mud. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Is there actually going to be mud?
No. I mean, maybe.
Do I got to bring a bikini? I have to bring like a tankini? Is there mud wrestling? I don't want to get my hair wet.
It's just during mud season. So it might be normal spring muddy outside.
Copy you. All right, girl. I'll see you soon.
Michelle Buteau will be at Mass Mocha this Saturday as part of the High Mud Comedy Festival. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.